USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. During New Year's Eve festivities, the president warned Iran against any escalations.
I want to have peace. I like peace. And Iran should want peace more than anybody. So I don't see that happening. No, I don't think Iran would want that to happen. It would go very quickly.
Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says they could resume nuclear testing because there's no longer grounds for them to be self-bound by a self-declared postponement. President Trump responded.
He likes me. I like him. We get along. He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
New Year's Eve celebrations turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia, as torrential rains and overflowing rivers triggered flooding in the capital and surrounding areas, killing 9 people and displacing thousands. At least 90 neighborhoods were submerged by floodwaters. The governor said nearly 15 inches of rain fell. More than 120,000 rescue workers have been deployed to assist residents in evacuations. Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, is sinking and will experience more flooding as the years go by. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the new list out of words or phrases that are disappearing.
Quid pro quo is at the top of the 45th annual list of banished words released by Lake Superior State University. The university says the phrase had the most nominations. It spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Also on the list of banished words, artisanal, curated, totes, and the phrase, okay, boomer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. He had led the NBA for 30 years, starting in 1984. Stern's family, including his wife Diane, was at his bedside. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. His time at the helm overlapped two of the most famous basketball players in history, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. It was a dramatic finish to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. The Oregon Ducks, which had trailed most of the game, defeated the Wisconsin Badgers 28-27. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.